This is Venerable Ñānadasana.
This is Venerable Ñānadasana.
And he's living in Thailand.
I'm still in Thailand.
And what else are you, sir? Why don't you introduce yourself? Who are you?
I became a monk in England.
Es kļuvu par monku Anglijā.
About 12 years ago.
Apmēram pirms 12 gadiem.
I was born in Czechoslovakia.
Es piedzimu Čehoslovākijā.
And grew up in Riga.
Un izaugu Rīgā.
I left 20 years ago.
Un pametu to 20 gadus atpakaļ.
And now is my first visit.
Un tagad tā ir mana pirmā vizīte atkal šeit.
Thank you to Ajahn Mirdam, invitation.
Pateicoties Ajahn Mirdamai ievogumā.
I'm Viradamo.
Mans sauc Viradamo.
And you're Edgars.
Yeah.
We're grateful for your help. Yeah.
Šis te ir Edgars.
I think we were saying the last time I was here was 11 years ago.
Un šeit, kad es šeit biju iepriekšējo reizi 11 gadus atpakaļ.
And so I was, in 2002, my mother, I was living in New Zealand and my mother broke her pelvis.
2002. Gadā es dzīvoju Jaunzēlandē un mana māte salauza savu iegurni.
And so I went back to Ottawa and she was too old to really be alone, so I took care of her for 9 years.
Un es devos atpakaļ uz Ottawa un viņa bija par veci jau, lai rūpētos pat par sevi, un tāpēc es pavadīju kopā ar viņu 9 gadus.
So I lived in a condo or a flat for 9 years.
Es dzīvoju dzīvoklī 9 gadus.
With my mom.
Kopā ar savu mammu.
And I cooked.
Es gatavoju ēdienu.
And I washed the dishes.
Es arī mazgāju traukus.
And it was really the two things I've done in my life, the two best things, become a monk and take care of my mom.
Un tās ir divas labākās lietas, ko es esmu darījis savā dzīvē. Pirmā ir kļūšana par mūku, un otrā ir rūpēšanās par savu māti.
So then 2 years ago she died at the age of 96.
Divus gadus atpakaļ mana māte nomira 96 gadu vecumā.
And then I traveled around the world for a year.
Un tad es gadu pavadīju ceļojot apkārt pasaulē.
And went to India.
Es devos uz Indiju.
Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Thailand.
Thailand.
New Zealand.
Jaun Zeeland.
Australia.
Australia.
Laos.
Laos.
China.
China.
So we have a joke, shave your head and see the world.
Mums ir tāds jodziņš, noskoja galva un apceļo pasauli.
So now I'm living in Ottawa. We have a monastery outside Ottawa.
Tagad es dzīvoju Ottawā. Mums ārpus Ottavas ir klosters.
And I'm starting to teach retreats again, so it's very nice to be here.
Un es atkal esmu sācis mācīt retrītos, tāpēc ir ļoti jauki būt atkal šeit.
Un kā es teicu, es gribētu latvisku mācīt, bet man tā valoda švak, so labāk angliski. See, more you can translate that. Okay, so the retreat. First of all, let's see what you've got on your sheets. Yeah. In obviously I'm schooled in Theravada Buddhism. So I know probably some of you have read Zen or Tibet, and some of you are in psychology, some might do Advaita, Christian mysticism. So there's a lot of different ideas that you might have picked out.
Es pieļauju, ka daži no jums ir saistīti ar Tibetas budismu, ar Zen budismu, daži ar psiholoģiju, daži ar Advaitas filosofiju, tā kā iespējams, ka ir daudz dažādu ideju.
And I think the most important thing in any spiritual life is not so much the doctrine, but the capacity to reflect on teachings.
Un es domāju, ka jebkurā garīgajā tradīcijā netika ļoti svarīga ir pati doktrīna, bet gan spēja pārdomāt mācības.
So whatever I say is for reflection rather than for belief.
Un viss, ko es saku, ir domāts pārdomām, meditēšanai, nevis ticēšanai.
I was talking to Sandis, we were talking about Advaita Vedanta when I arrived.
Mēs runājāmies ar Sandi, kamēr mēs braucam šajien par Advaita Vedanta.
And I was just indicating to him that in Buddhism we have both a social philosophy and a contemplation of the mind.
Un es viņam teicu, ka budismā ir gan sociālā filosofija, gan arī meditācija par prātu dabu.
So both are very important.
Abi aspekti ir ļoti svarīgi.
From the Pali canon, when the Buddha, in the last year of the Buddha's life, when he was asked, who do you leave as your Dharma heir? Who is going to be the teacher when you die? He said, I don't leave a person, I leave you the Dhamma and the Vinaya.
Un no Pali kanona mēs zinām, ka Buddha dzīves pēdējā gadā, kad viņam vaicāja, ko viņš atstās kā savas mācības, tā teikt, tālāk nesēju, tad viņš teica, ka viņš nenozīmēs kādu konkrētu sekotāju, viņš nozīmēs kā savu tradīcijas mantotāju pašu Dhammu, pašu mācību.
Dhamma Vinaya.
Dhamma Vinaya.
So you see, I can check him out. sorry. So this is very important because this is usually something that only monks hear. Dhamma Vinaya. Vinaya is the monastic discipline. And you think as a layperson, you think, well, that has nothing to do with me. But Vinaya is actually quite important because it indicates that the Buddha offered a social philosophy as well as the Dharma. And without both, I don't think you have a real spiritual life.
Un tas ir ļoti svarīgi, ka ir arī šis vinājas aspekts, jo mēs varētu domāt, ka mums kā laicīgiem cilvēkiem vināja nav īsti pielietojama, bet tā nebūtu nav, jo Buda atstāja gan šo sociālo mācību, gan arī vināju.
Another Dhamma.
Un Dhamma.
Dhamma, yeah. What we do in a retreat is actually we kind of set up a monastery.
Tas, ko mēs daram retrīta laikā, ir faktiski izveidojam klosteri.
And we set up a common agreements, both moral, both ethical, and also in renunciant. You know the word renunciant? Mm-hmm. Simplification, yeah.
Un mēs izveidojam tām kopēju vienošanos, uz kuras mēs darbojamies, kas ir tai skaitā arī ietver atteikšanos.
So that's what we mean by Vinaya. The common agreement that we live by now is the eight precepts, noble silence, limitations on the times that we eat food, coming together for meditation. That's what we mean by Vinaya. It's the way we do this together as a social, as a Dharma community, as a community.
Un Vinaya šajā kontekstā izpaužas tas, ka mēs pieņemam astoņas uzvedības noteikumus, mēs ēdam noteiktā laikā un ēdam pēc šī noteiktā laika, ievērojam noteiktu dzīves veidu, ko mēs daram, ko ne, un tas ir šis sociālais, tā teikt, aspekts.
So in normal life that would be my, like, I am Viradhammo, I'm a monk in Canada, I have certain rules, I have a passport, I have an iPad, I am a senior monk. This is where we use the sense of I in Buddhism.
Savā parastajā dzīvē es būtu Viradhammo, man ir iPods, man ir pasi un tā tālāk. iPads ir atšķirīgi. Tas ir tas, kur mēs izmantojam savu es.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what defines me socially.
Tas ir tas, kas man definē sociālajā.
So that's what we call the social teaching of Buddhism. So that includes like responsibility, morality, all the ethical considerations, all of that which is our which defines us as a person in society.
Un tas ir tas, kas attiec uz šo sociālo ietvaru, ētiskais, morālais, kā mēs darbojamies sabiedrībā.
And that's the kind of vehicle that we travel in.
Un tas ir tas veids, kā mēs dodamies uz priekšu.
Vehicle.
It's not a nice word in Latvian.
That's my Volkswagen.
Transport leader.
So it's like you're riding in a car and then you're watching the scenery.
Mēs varam to salīdzināt ar braukšanu mašīnā un apkārtnes vērošanu.
And so what you're watching in your car is your mind.
Tas, ko mēs mašīnā vērojam, ir mūsu prāts.
And then that's the other part of the Buddhist teaching, which we call the Dharma.
Un tā ir Buddhas mācījums otra daļa, ko mēs saucam par Dhammu.
And that, where we don't use the sense of I.
Un tur mēs neizmantojam es sajūtu.
We look at stream of consciousness.
Mēs raugāmies tieši uz apziņas plosmu.
Right? So there's social definition of me sitting here talking with you.
Ir sociāli definēts es, kas šeit sēž un runā ar jums.
But in stream of consciousness, there's visual perception, there's thought, there's emotion, there's a flow of conscious events.
Bet apziņas plūsmā ir vizuāli uztvērs stēli, ir domu plūdums, dažādi apzināti procesi.
And if I have a good vehicle to travel in, then it's much easier to watch my mind.
Un ja man ir labs transporta līdzeklis, ar kur es varu doties pasaulē, tad ir daudz vienkāršāk pētīt savu prātu.
If I have a Ferrari, I might crash.
Ja man pieder Ferrari un es ciešu avārijā.
But what was that old Russian car used to have here? I might not get anywhere.
Volga.
Žigulis.
Yeah, Žigulis, that's it. Yeah. So the idea of morality and a good social life, it's the method for which it helps you to watch your mind.
Tātad tā ideja, kāpēc mums ir nepieciešama laba sociālā dzīve, ir tas, ka tas palīdz mums vērot savu prātu.
So if I live like an ethically confused life, or I live a life where economically I can't survive, it's very hard to practice the Dhamma, because my mind's just consumed by external matters.
Un ja es dzīvoju tādu dzīvi, kurā ir sarežģīti ekonomiski vai ētiski vai citādi apstākļi, tad ir grūti praktizēt Dhammu.
So morality is a method, not an end.
Tāpēc tikumība, jeb ētika, ir līdzeklis, ne mērķis.
Compassion is a method, not an end.
Līdzjūtība ir līdzeklis, ne mērķis.
They're vehicles, the things you travel with.
Tie ir līdzekļi, kas palīdz mums virzīties uz priekšu.
And I'll go to those ideas quite often, I think.
Un es diezgan bieži atgriezīšos pie šīm idejām atšķiet.
So for now, we need to define the common agreement with which we're going to practice together during this retreat.
Un šobrīd mums vajadzētu vienoties par tiem kopējiem uzvedības noteikumiem, kurus mēs ievērosim šī retrīta laikā.
So let's I'll just go through. So we have a ritual in Theravada Buddhism which we call the refuges and precepts.
Mums Theravada Buddhismā ir noteikts rituāls, ko mēs saucam par patvērumu un uzvedības noteikumu.
Page 5.
Lapas numur 5, jums tāda ir.
Kā saka Latvijas refuģis? Atvērī.
Patvērums.
Oh, ok, patvērums.
Dažos bukletos tā varbūt arī 7. Lapas.
Taking the 3 refuges?
Yeah.
And then there'll be 8 and 6. So 5 and 6 in 9.
Jā, un tad nākošajā lapā ir arī
8 precepts,
8 uzvedības noteikumi, kā arī 3 patvērumi, 5 uzvedības noteikumi.
So this is a traditional ritual that I don't know how familiar you are with this, but it's a traditional ritual that we use in Theravada Buddhism. It's not a necessary ritual, but ritual can have it can be very beautiful when a community learns it together. So I'd like to I don't know how familiar you are with this, but I'd like to introduce it. You don't need to do it, But it is a nice way for a group to make these kind of determinations.
Es nezinu, cik ļoti jūs esat pazīstami ar šiem rituāliem un nav negāti to sveikt, bet tas ir ļoti jauks veids, kā mēs, kā grupa, varam kopīgi vienoties par tiem uzvedības modeļiem, kurus mēs izmantosim.
Okay. So we'll go, I'll use the Pali, and I'll just explain it to you, and then we'll do it together as a group, as a ritual. So the first sentence, Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhas, on page 5, left-hand side, taking the three refuges.
Tad tas, tā rindiņa, kas ir trīs patvērumu pieņemšanas lapā, pirmā, Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhas.
You got that? Everyone there?
Yes.
So this is homage to the Buddha. Now, it's a way of recognizing that there is enlightenment. It's a very optimistic statement.
Tas ir pagodinājuma izrādīšana Budam un atzīšana, ka pastāv apskaidrība vai apgaismība, un tas ir ļoti optimistisks, tā teikt, apgalvojums.
So when you pay homage to the Buddha, it's like what I do when I do this. I'm saying to myself, there is a being who realized something profoundly spiritual. That being was very generous because he shared it with me, and his teaching is an offering that might help me to realize the same kind of enlightenment.
Kad es izrādu cieņu Budam, tas, ko es pie sevis izjūtu, ir, ka bija šāda ārkārtīgi izcilā būtne, kas dalījās ar saviem izcilajiem sasniegumiem ļoti laipni un nesautīgi, un viņš parādīja arī ceļu citiem.
So that's like in the ritual, what I'll do is I'll say each line to you and you repeat it back to me, okay? And then the next triad, Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Rituāla laikā es nolasīšu rindiņu, un jūs ar to pašu rindiņu atbildēsiet man atpakaļ. Un nākošais pāns.
So this is, the first line is, I take refuge in the Buddha.
Pirmā rindiņa nozīmē sēršos pie Buddhas pēc patvēruma.
And I've been, the way I've been taught this is that I use the word Buddha in two ways. One, I use as a kind of historical being who is responsible for this teaching and whose enlightenment I partake of because he taught. Mm. So there's the human figure, the historical figure. Mm.
Un es esmu mācīts vārdu Buddha lietot divos veidos. Viens ir attiecināt to uz vēsturisko personu, kas iedibināja šo mācību un kuras mācības sakotājs es arī esmu.
And then the other way to use the Buddha is more as a contemplative or a meditator, is Buddha means the mind which is awake.
Un otrs veids, kā var lietot vārdu Buddha, tas ir kā meditētājs, es uzlūkoju šo Budu kā apgaismotu, apskaidrotu prātu.
So when you're listening to sound, and you're letting go of thought, and you're just listening, that's a taste of Buddha. Or refuge in Buddha.
Kad jūs klausaties kādu skaņu un atlaižat savu prātu, jūs gūstat zināmu garšu no Budas prāta vai vismaz cieņas pret Budas prātu.
If I get annoyed at you and I follow the annoyance, and then I awaken and say, oh, this is what annoyance feels like, that's taking refuge in Buddha.
Ja es uz jums pēkšņi sadusmojos, bet tad aptveru, kādā stāvoklī es atrodos, tas savā ziņā ir patvērumu pieņemšanu pie Budas, tas brīdis.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
If I feel angry at you, and I don't notice the anger, and I believe in the anger, then I take refuge in anger.
Savukārt, ja es esmu dusmīgs uz jums, un es to neapzinos, vienkārši tam automātiski sekoju, tad es pieņemu patvērumu pie dusmām.
And if I hate myself for being angry at you, I take refuge in self-hatred.
Un ja es ienīstu sevi par to, ka es dusmojos uz jums, tad es pieņemu patvērumu pie sevis ienīšanas.
But if I notice that I'm self-critical and I say, oh, this is self-criticism, Buddhang Sarangachami.
Bet ja es pamanu, ka es esmu paškritisks, tad vienkārši Buddhang Sarangachami.
So we have this capacity to be awake.
Mums ir šī spēja būt apzinātiem. Jā.
And that's our task in this retreat, to stay awake.
Tas ir arī mūsu uzdevums šajā retrītā, būt apzinātiem.
So then Dhammang Saranangacchami.
Nākošajā rindiņa Dhammang Saranangacchami.
The Dhamma is, the way, again, I've been taught this, we use it in two ways. Dhamma is the classical teaching from the Pali Canon.
Un atkal Dhamma mēs varam lietot divos veidos. Dhamma kā klasiskā mācība no Pali Kanona.
Or Dhamma can just mean the way things are.
Un tāpat Dhamma var nozīmēt vienkārši veidu, kā viss pastāv.
So when you're listening to sound, and you're not making any judgments about it, you're just listening, and sound is just this way, that's the Dharma of sound.
Un kad mēs vienkārši klausāmies kādu skaņu un neizdaram nekādus spriedzējumus par to, tad tā vienkārši ir skaņas Dhamma.
If I feel anger, and I know anger feels this way, that's the Dharma of anger.
Savukārt, ja mēs jūtamies dusmīgi, un mēs to apzināmies, tad tā ir dusma Dhamma.
So Buddha, knowing Dhamma, is the model of the practice.
Un Buddha, kas apzina Dhammu, tas ir prakses modelis.
Sangha means, it can mean the community of people who practice the Dhamma.
Sangha var attiekties uz kopiem, kas kopīgi praktizē Dhamma.
And it can also mean the very practices that we do, morality, meditation, and so on.
Un tāpat tas var attiekties uz tām praksēm, ko mēs darām uz ētiskumu, tikumību un tā tālāk.
So that ritual we go through, so I would say to you, Buddhang Saranangacchami, you would say back, Buddhang Saranangacchami.
Un šī rituāla ietvaros es jums saku, Buddhang Saranangacchami, un jūs man tāpat arī atbildat, Buddhang Saranangacchami.
And then through the lines, Dutiyampi means a second time, on the second line there.
Un tālāk, nākošajā pantā, Dutiyampi, Buddhang Saranangacchami, tas vienkārši nozīmē otro reizi svēršos.
And Tatiyampi means third time.
Un Tatiyampi nozīmē trešo reizi.
And then I say under the leader there, Tisarana Gamanang Niti Tang.
Un tad es kā skolotājs saku to rindiņu, kas tulkojas kā ar šo mēs noslēdzam savu lūgumu pēc trim patvērumiem.
And then you say Āma Bante.
Un jūs atbildat ar Āma Bante, kas nozīmē jāaugstavotātais kungs.
So can we flip the page?
Tad pārķeram lakam.
Optimus apparatus This is nice for me to learn Latvian.
Jauks veids, kā es varu mācīties latviešu valodu.
It's a beautiful language, you know. It really is.
Tiešām.
It's got this, you know, you have all these diminutives.
Mums ir visi šīs
Katiņš, you know, it's really soft language.
Vārdas pamazināmās formas.
I like that. Anyway, Pali. So the first precept. So this is that we're defining the Volkswagen we're going to drive in.
Tad astoņu uzvedības noteikumu tā, lai to varētu salīdzināt, ka mēs izvēlamies vai aprakstam to transporta līdzekli, ar ko mēs pārvietosimies.
So the first precept is Panatipata Varemani Sikapadan Samatiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from killing any living creature.
Pirmais uzvedības noteikums ir es apņemos atturēties no dzīvo būtņu iznīcināšanas.
So what does that mean? It means you're driving in your vehicle and a mosquito bites you.
Ko tas nozīmē? Piemēram, ja mēs braucam ar mašīnu un uztriecamies kādam insektam.
Mosquito.
Odam,
kas tev poš. So, the mosquito is biting you, and what do? That, you don't do that.
Ja ots mums koš, tad labāk nesistam.
But what the precept does, it helps you to look at the impulse to kill.
Tas, ko šis uzvedības noteikums palīdz mums, ir pamanīt šo nenogalināšanas darbību.
If you don't have a boundary around killing, then when something annoys you, you kill it.
Ja mēs neuzliekam nekādus rāmas un ietvars nogalināšanai, tad mēs varam vienkārši nogalināt palam pa kreisi visu, kas mums nepatīk.
But the mind which always wants to destroy that which is not like, that it does not like, is a mind which in some sense will always suffer.
Bet tas prāts, kas vēlas iznīcināt visu, kas tam nepatīk, savā ziņā ir prāts, kas vienmēr cietīs.
Yeah. So I don't think you can like mosquitoes.
Es nedomāju, ka jūs varat iemīlēt odas.
But you cannot kill them.
Bet jūs varat tos nenogalināt.
Right. So that it defines our social behavior. Not to kill.
Tas definē mūsu sociālo uzvedību, nenogalinām.
So rather than your social behavior being defined by ego, it's defined by ethical principles.
Un tā vietā, lai mūsu sociālo uzvedību noteiktu mūsu ego, mēs vienkārši izvēlamies noteiktus principus.
Now sometimes, I mean, life isn't so straightforward, so you might have a real dilemma about maybe you have an infestation of rats in your school. You might have a moral dilemma and you might have to go against the precept, but at least you'll be aware.
Un dzīvē viss nav tik vienkārši, un mēs varam sastapties ar nopietnākām dilemmām. Piemēram, skola ir apsēdusi, teiksim, žurku koloniju, un tad ir jāizvēlas, no ko mēs ar viņām iesākam, un tad mēs varam vienkārši pieņemt un apzināties, ko mēs darām.
Yeah, so even, you know, sometimes you break a precept, but at least you're watching your mind, you're aware of your impulses, you're not just following the simplest thing to do.
Varbūt mums ir nākas saskarties ar nogalināšanu, bet vismaz mēs nedaram to impulsu iespaidā. Nenogalinam akli, mēs apzināmies, ko mēs darām.
So the idea is to do as little harm as possible on the planet.
Tā tā galvenā ideja ir darīt pēc iespējas mazāk ļauna pasaulē.
Adina dana varamani sikabadangs manjan. Es apņem, I undertake the precept to not take that which is not given.
Otrais uzvedības noteikums, es apņemos atturēties ņemt to, kas man nav dots.
So that's not just, it's not just about not stealing, it's not taking that which is not given.
Tas attiecas ne tikai uz nezakšanu, tas attiecas vispār uz ņemšanu, kaut kā tāda ņemšana, kas mums nav dots.
So this gives the mind a tremendous sense of people who are corrupt have a certain amount of fear in their minds, the fear of getting caught.
Cilvēki, kas pielieto korupciju, viņi dzīvo ar noteiktām bailēm prātā, ka viņi varētu tikt pieķert.
My mother was she was so honest, so moral. She stole a potato in the Second World War and she still talked about it as being a bad thing. Amazing woman.
Mana māte bija ļoti likumīga un ētiska būtne un viņa reiz nozēma kartupeli un
kara laikā
un viņa gadus vēl pēc tam atcerējos un pieminēju šo faktu.
She just had, but she had this, you know, lovely sense of honor. She's a very honorable woman.
Bet viņai bija šī cieņa un godas izjūta. Viņa bija ļoti cienījama.
So that's the vehicle. So a brahmacharya, I undertake the precept to not participate in any sexual activity.
Trešais uzvedības noteikums, es apņemos atturēties no jebkādas apzinīga veikta seksuālas uzvedības.
So this is in English celibacy.
Angliski to sauc par celibātu.
And there's nothing wrong with sexuality which is in loving relationships.
Nav nekas nepareizs seksualitātē, kas ir mīlošu attiecību ietvaros.
But on a, like in a kind of monastic setting, we give that up. So this isn't so much, it's not so much a moral precept as a renunciant precept. We're giving something up.
Bet Klosteru dzīves ietvaros mēs atsakāmies no seksuālām attiecībām pavisam, un tas nav tik ļoti uzsvarot tikumību, kā vienkārši tas ir atsacīšanās praksa.
Because you can understand sexual desire both as a celibate or both as a person who is in relationship. Because sexual desire, you still feel it whether you're celibate or not.
Jo seksuālais impulss ir kaut kas tāds, ko mēs varam sajust un izprast, gan esot ievērojot celibātu, gan arī dzīvojot laicīgā cilvēka dzīvi.
So it's not like saying that, it's not like a moral statement against sexuality, it's saying if you refrain from following sexual impulses, it can make the mind quite calm.
Tas nav kāds morāla apgrūšanās pret seksualitāti, tas vienkārši nozīmē, ka ja mēs ievērojam celibāta dzīves veidu, tas var padarīt prātu ļoti mierīgu.
So the next precept, Sura Musawa Dāvairamani, is the precept on right speech.
Ceturtais uzvedības noteikums attiecas uz pareizu runu.
And in this case, we practice noble silence.
Šajā gadījumā mēs ievērosim godājumu klusumu.
And this is very important.
Un tas ir ļoti svarīgi.
Because all of you, I realize you're probably really tired and I should stop talking, but I realize you work very, very hard and this is such a valuable time for all of you. So how to make this time more valuable is use the noble silence.
Un mēs visi esam smagi un daudz strādājuši un kaut gan es skatos, ka jūs esat varbūt nogurušam, man būtu jāpārstāj runāt, bet tomēr, ja mēs ievērojam godājumo klusumu, tas padara to laiku, ko mēs šeit būsim kopā daudz vērtīgāku.
Because, you know, sometimes you want to talk, but the other person doesn't want to talk.
Reizēm ir tā, ka jūs vēlaties runāt, bet otrs cilvēks nevēlas.
And if you really need to talk, talk to a oak tree.
Ja jums ļoti gribas un vajag runāt, runājat ar ozolu.
Or if you have a problem, come to me.
Vai ja jums ir problēma, nākat pie manis.
I'm happy to, if you have any you know, discussion. But so noble silence is a very, very helpful way to keep the whole community calm, quiet, and anonymous. That's the word, I think.
Un godājumais klusums ir ļoti labs veids, kā radīt mieru, klusumu un anonimitāti.
Because, you know, when on a retreat, you don't have to be a person.
Jo, kad mēs esam retrītā, mums nav jābūt personai vai personībai.
You don't have to be mom or dad.
Jums nav jābūt mamai vai tētim.
You don't have to be, you know, whatever you are in society, you can be nothing.
Jums nav jābūt par to, kas jūs esat sabiedrībā, jūs varat būt nekas.
Which is very peaceful.
Kas ir ļoti mierīgi.
When you start talking, you have to describe yourself, who you are, and your whole personality can come to light, which is not bad.
Kad jūs sākat runāt, tad atdzīvojas visu jūsu personību un lomas, kas jums piemīt. Kas nav slikti.
But if you practice noble silence, it really helps to calm the mind. It is so helpful. So be quite diligent in that. Try to be just with yourself.
Bet, ja mēs ievērojam godājumo klusumu, tas ļoti, ļoti palīdz nomierināt prātu un ļoti iesaku šo ievērot.
So patient with me, I'm almost finished. We're almost done here.
Mazliet pacietības, gandrīz jau esmu pabeidzis.
Vikala bojana no Sura Merija is the precept not to take alcohol and drugs to change consciousness.
Piektās uzvedības noteikums attiecas uz apreibinošu dzērienu vai nevērīgi rītību izraisošu vielu lietošanu, nelietošanu.
So, I don't know about you, but I've tried it all and I don't recommend it.
Nezinu kā jūs, bet es esmu to visu pamēģinājis un es jums to neiesaku.
It's just no good for meditation.
Meditācijai tas galīgi nelīdz.
The number of brain cells I lost because of LSD is frightening.
Tas smadzeņu šūnu skaits, ko es esmu pazaudējis lietojot LSD, ir vienkārši biedējoši.
That's bad. Okay, so, Vikala Bojana, I undertake the precept. Oh, this is a precept where we limit the times that we eat food.
Sestais noteikums attiecas uz to ierobežoto laiku, kurā mēs ēdam pārtiku.
And this is a renunciant precept, it's not a moral precept.
Un tas atkal ir atteikšanās noteikums, tas ir mazāk saistīts ar tikumību.
I have a friend, a woman, who gets depressed very often, and she uses food to alleviate her depression.
Es pazīstu kādu sievieti, kas depresijas mazināšanai izmanto pārtiku kā līdzekli.
So she's a good practitioner. So one day she put on the fridge, it's not in here.
Viņa ir labi praktizētāja. Reiz viņa uzlīmēja uz leduskapja zīmīti, tas nav šeit.
It's not in here. So sometimes we use food for distraction, sometimes we use food for community in a very beautiful way. Here we use food for fuel.
Mēs varam izmantot ēdienu dažādos veidos. Šeit mēs izmantosim ēdienu kā vienkārši dzīves procesu uzturētāju.
And a very good contemplation of food is gratitude rather than preference.
Un laba attieksme pret ēdienu ir pateicība, nevis tur gauma.
You know, so you think, oh, I don't know. I wish I had a sausage. I'm not a vegetarian.
Nebūtu diezgan piemērot, kad nu, raugu degunu par to, ka nu es labāk vēlētos dēst, es neesmu vegetārijs.
But if you notice that in your mind, I want a sausage, and you wake up to that, then you're being Buddha.
Bet ja jūs pamanat savā prātā šo domu, ka es vēlos dēst, un tajā brīdī, kad jūs to pamanat, jūs esat Buddha.
But if you go and complain to the kitchen and say, I want a sausage, you're being difficult.
Bet ja jūs dodaties pie pavāras un sakat, ka es gribu dēst, jūs vienkārši esat sarežģīta persona.
So, gratitude is a good thing. Nāča Gita, es apņemu saturēti, no izklaides, izgaļošanās un... Yeah, so I take the precept to basically not seek out entertainments or self-beautification.
Un septītais noteikums attiecās uz izklaides nemeklēšanu un sevis neizskaitināšanu.
So there's nothing wrong with music or dance and things like that, and there's nothing wrong with self-adornment. But again, in the context of a retreat, we keep it very, very simple, so there are no distractions.
Nav nekā slikta dejās vai mūzikā vai sevis uzkopšanā, bet retrīta laikā mēs cenšamies no tā atturēties.
So you left with your mind.
Tā, lai mēs spējam būt kopā ar savu prātu.
That's your entertainment.
Tā būs mums izklāja.
So hopefully it'll be a nice show.
Cerams, tad mums patīkam interesants shows.
Okay, so Uchasena, and this one is a weird one. I need to take the precept not to sleep in a high and luxurious place. This is very strange.
Astotais ir, es apņemos atturēties no guvēšanas īpašā vai graznā guvētā. Tas man bija bērni.
So, this comes from the time in India where to have a mattress like I have would be very luxurious. And the idea of luxury is that luxury makes you lazy. That's all.
Un šis nāk no laikiem, kad... No Budas laikiem, kad tāds matracis, kāds ir man, tiktu uzskatīts par milzīgāko greznību un luksus, un šī greznība vienkārši padara prātu slinku.
So, I don't think it's a real problem, it's a fairly simple place to live, yeah.
Šī ir visnotaļ vienkārši vieta, kur dzīvot, tā kā tā diezvai būs problēma.
So, that's what you're signing up for.
Tas ir tas, ko mēs parakstamies.
Huh? So let's do that as a ritual together.
Okay,
back to page 5. And I think perhaps because you're not familiar with the Pali, I'll just do a word at a time.
Okay.
So if you want to put your hands in Anjali, it's nice. Namo tassa.
Namo
tassa Bhagavato Arahato
Sammā
Sambuddhassa
Namo tassa
Bhagavato Arahato
Sammā
Sambuddhassa
Namo
tassa
Bhagavato
Arahato
Sammā
Sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Tissaraṇa gamanaṃ nittitaṃ.
Amen.
Flip the page.
Watch it on that.
Pānātipātā.
Pānātipātā.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no dzīvju būtņu iznīcināšanās. Pretty good, eh? I haven't read Latin for years. Addinādāna.
Addinādāna.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ. Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Viskopā, es apņemos atturēties
ņemt to, kas nav atdots.
Abramacharyā.
Abramacharyā.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties
no jebkādas asinīs seksuālas uzvedības.
Musāvādā.
Musāvādā.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no nepareizas domāšanas. Surāmērajā.
Surāmērajā.
Majjha.
Majjha.
Pamādatānā.
Pamādatānā.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no apņemšiem dzērieniem un vīlānas izraisnējai brīcī. Vikāla bhojanā.
Vikāla bhojanā.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no ēšanas neapbilstošā laikā. Nakcha gītā.
Nakshagītā.
Vadītā.
Vadītā.
Visukadasana.
Visukadasana.
Mālākanda.
Mālākanda.
Lepana.
Lepana.
Tārana.
Tārana.
Mandana.
Mandana.
Vibhūsanatāna.
Vibhūsanatāna.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no izklaides izvairošanās un prezmešanās. Ucchāsayana.
Ucchāsayana.
Mahāsayana.
Mahāsayana.
Viramani.
Viramani.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Sikāpadaṃ.
Samādhiyāmi.
Samādhiyāmi.
Es apņemos atturēties no gulēšanas īpašā vai graznāku vietā. Imani atasi kapadani samatiyami. I'll do this word by word. Imani.
Imani.
Atta.
Atta.
Sikapadani.
Sikapadani.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Imani.
Imani.
Atta.
Atta.
Sikapadani.
Sikapadani.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Imani.
Imani.
Atta.
Atta.
Sikapadani.
Sikapadani.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Imani atta sikapadani silena sukatinyanti silena boga sampata silena niputinyanti tasama silam visotaye. You say sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu.
Okay? So that sort of, then we have the precepts, and then we have the schedule.
Mums ir viens noteikums, mums ir arī grafiks.
And I realized that again, you've all been working hard, and it's a lot, it's a huge effort to get the time and money to come on a retreat. And you well may be very exhausted tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, at the morning meditation, I won't teach anything. We'll just sit quietly. So if you're really tired, please rest through till breakfast. And generally, you know, sometimes, even though you've come for a retreat, you're just so tired. You know, you're just falling off your cushion. And go sleep. You know, that's the most important thing. So don't worry if you're, you know, just don't like always think you have to push through. Because sometimes you get an hour's sleep, you're great for the day. So if that's happening to you, oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Then es saprotu, ka lai nonākt retrītā ir nepieciešams sapelnīt gan daudz naudas, un šī sapelnīšana izpaužas tajā, ka mēs šobrīd esam diezgan noguruši, nostrādājušies un tā tālāk. Un es manu, ka daudz no jums ir noguruši, un tāpēc rīt pirmo meditāciju es neko nemācīšu, mēs vienkārši sēdēsim klusumā, tāpēc ja jums ir nepieciešams labi izgulēties un labi atpūsties, jūs varat nekaunējoties izgulēties līdz brokastīm un reizēm ir jāņem vērā, ka ja mēs nabūjam stundu labas atpūtas, tad mēs varam pārējo dienu izbaudīt pavisam citādāk, tā kā atpūšties tajā brīdī.
Wow. So I can talk quite long.
I don't recommend it.
Okay. So do be kind to yourself, right? It's like Buddhism is a very compassionate teaching, and just pushing yourself with willpower doesn't work.
Esat iejūtīgi pret sevi, un buddhismā, ja mēs vienkārši sevi dzenam uz priekšu ar gribas spēku, tas nestrādā pārāk labi.
So you want to be diligent. So Ajahn Chah used to say, if you want to meditate, meditate. If you don't want to meditate, meditate.
Un Ajahn Chah mēdz teikt, ja jūs vēlaties meditēt, meditēt, ja jūs nevēlaties meditēt, meditēt.
But if you're really exhausted, or even if you're like, you're going through some really difficult psychological material and you just have a lot of stuff, go for a walk, that might be better.
Bet ja jūs šobrīd atrodaties grūtā dzīves posmā un jums ir daudz lietu galvā, tad varbūt jums vienkārši labāk ir izstaigāties.
Like emotional upheaval.
Piemēram, emocionāls tāds stāvoklis.
Upheaval? Explosion.
Nu, tāds pārdzīvojums, yeah. Intensīvs, yeah. Labāk pastaigāties.
Here's one to translate. Ajahn Sumedho used to call meditation, the kind of extremes of meditation, an emotional enema. Enema? You know what enema is? When you can't go to the toilet and doctor pumps water in your stomach, mm-hmm. and he clears it out, mm-hmm. that's an enema.
Emocional caurē, yeah.
That's it.
Klīzma.
Because sometimes you have to face very difficult things, you know, it just comes up. And if you can be mindful, you clear a lot of stuff away. Mm.
Un viens no skolotājiem teica, ka meditācija var pielīdzināt tādai apzināti izraisītāji caurējai, respektīvi attīrīšanās procesam. Jo ja mēs ievērojam apzinātību, tas palīdz atbrīvoties no daudzām liekām lietām.
In general, try to stay with the schedule because it'll help you. It'll help you, you know, stay with the themes and stay with the meditation.
Bet kopumā ir ieteikums pieturēties pie grafika, jo tas būs visnotaļ vērtīgi.
But it's not a police state.
Bet mēs neesam tādā policijas uzmanītā režīmā.
Yeah. So somehow try to be diligent, but try to be relaxed.
Kā cenšaties būt pietiekoši uzcītīgi un reizē arī pietiekoši atpārināti.
So, let's finish with a little chant, and I think that's enough for tonight.
Noslēgsim ar to mūsu dziedājumu, un es domāju, to šim vakaram pietiks.
So, Latin or English, what are we chanting? Kā jūs vai jūs angliskos šitos?
Mēs dziedam vēl palīvi angliski.
Par angliski
vēl neesam iesākuši.
Okay, well, let's never lack this. That would be fun.
Yes.
Have you ever done these in Latin?
No.
That'd be cool, huh? Let's chant a blessing, you and I.
Which blessing?
Let's chant Jayanto. Not in there.
Alright.
Alright. We'll chant a blessing for you.
And this noskatīsim svētību priekš jums.
And this chant is it's called the Verses of Victory.
Šodziedājums sauc par uzvaras pantiem.
So may you be victorious in your battle with Mara.
Esat uzvarētāji savā cīņā ar Māru.
Jayanto bhodhiya mule sakyanang nanti vata evang tavang vichayo ho hijayasu jayamanga aparajita palanke sese patavipokare apise Sabbhabhutanang akapato pamodati sunakatang sumangalang subhapatang suhotitang sukhano asumuhoto ajasuyitang brahma risupatakinang gaya gamang vaja gamang patakina patakina mano gamang panitite patakina patakina nigatavana labantate patakine. And we have a way where we finish. Do you have that here? They don't have that. Okay. We'll just do it. Even
maybe some people know. They can try.
Yeah, we have a way where we finish with the Pali chanting, and we face the shrine. Some of you might know.
Mums ir noslēguma dziedājums, varbūt daži no jums to zina, un ja jūs to zinat, varat pievienoties. Mēs to skaitām pagriežoties.
So usually we face the shrine, bow, and do the chant, bow three times. And if you find, you know, you don't have to do this, and if you find it difficult, just be an anthropologist.
Ja jūs, ja jums tas šķiet pārāk grūti, un jūs nevarat pievienoties, esat vienkārši kā antropologs.
Yeah, so not necessary.
Tas nav obligāti.
Arahaṁ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṁ bhagavantaṁ abhivādeni sovākatuā bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṁ namassāmi Sukatipanoa bhagavato savaka sangho sangam namami.
See you tomorrow.
Take me a street.